and it is our seniors' insight and foresight that we started the hospital for service. Hospital means coming into contact with large number of people, not only taking care of their physical sickness, but also offering them some kind of help for their mental turmoil also. So almost it's the 16th year that we commissioned the hospital. What we started as just an outpatient clinics, a facility for only 10 beds, today it has grown into almost 5 or 6 units. Hospital also means involving people who may not share your vision, but they help you in a way to create a service facility for many people to use. We had focused on simple things, what we call the secondary care. Primary health care means giving people the basic health education and relief for minor ailments. Secondary care means that you create a facility wherein you offer them hospital-based care, general medicine, general surgery, ENT, gynae, pediatrics. And over the years, we have been able to serve many people. Not only Mount Abu, Sirohi, but people from whole of Rajasthan and even from outside. Our major areas of strength have been surgical facilities, which don't exist in the area. When we started, we were just a group of about 30 people. Now the staff has grown to almost 300. In addition to the main hospital at Mount Abu, now we run a small clinic, what we call the Rural Health Center at Abu Road. Then about 3 years back, we started an eye hospital, an exclusive at Abu Road only. The eye care has been the major strength with us from the very beginning. The other area which we started was surgical facility, and last year we entered into an agreement with a couple of international NGOs, particularly in the field of eye care and also the surgical facility. The Smile Train is one facility which we have been able to cater to not only Rajasthan but to also Gujarat also, wherein we offer the plastic surgery facility to children who are born with congenital abnormality like cleft lip, cleft palate and maxillofacial abnormalities. And then the other agreement which we entered into last year, that was to care for children who have eye problems. Although we had been doing facilities for adult patients, particularly the focusing on cataract surgery, because most of the preventable blindness, almost 80% is due to cataract. And most of the people are able to avail, but there are some who are in the underserved area and who are not able to access. So our focus was on to reach to them, do the screening at their doorsteps, and then bring them to the base hospital and offer them eye surgery. Now this program, which we have started from October last year, this means over the next 3 years, we would be covering almost 5 districts of Rajasthan and Gujarat, wherein we'll screen almost 100,000 school children and train almost 10,000 school teachers to detect visual impairment in children. And this is a huge task, but this is being supported by an international NGO, Orbis, which provides us the basic infrastructure support and also the staffing for this project. Besides this, you know, because seeing the needs of the eye care program, we have expanded the facility, which would be commissioned in April, maybe April second week or so, which would mean we'll be adding about 50 more inpatients for the eye patients, and also an exclusive department for pediatric ophthalmology and vitreoretinal surgery. This means moving to the villages also. Although we had been doing village outreach, Dr. Vinalakshmi was doing it, but now we run more mobile clinics, and that too with the support of the local people, the local Jain community, the KP Sanghvi Trust. They have been supporting the mobile clinics. And then a Dutch NGO has come to our support for making permanent facility in the villages, what we call the village health posts. With this, the Indian Space Research Organization also came to our help in starting the telemedicine facility. In one of the villages, they have provided all the equipment and satellite link for connecting it to the base hospital in Mount Abu. But the base hospital in Mount Abu would be connected to almost 20 village resource centers which are spread over whole of Rajasthan. This means the health worker living in those areas, they could talk to our doctors between specified timings on a particular day, and they could discuss their problems of the community with the doctors sitting at Mount Abu. And if the need be, those patients can be sent here. Like for this particular cleft project, Barmer, which is almost 300 kilometers away from here, the patients was brought with the telemedicine. The doctor was able to tell them that now they need surgery. They can come for surgery, and the patients reported and they came back happy after having their surgery done. So 20 VRCs means almost a population of 5 million which would be benefiting from these village resource centers. Each village covers almost surrounding 20 villages. The other thing which we have now focused on is on education. 2 years back we started a nursing school, which meant that we were admitting 30 students every year. Now we are going to promote this, expand this to a nursing college. This was a diploma course which would run for 3 years. Now this would be a degree course which would be awarded by the university, and we would be admitting 50 students. But this is going to take time. This would take another 2 years to develop this nursing college. And this would happen at Abu Road only, because Mount Abu doesn't have the facility for expansion. The other facility which we are going to create in the coming years is an old age home, which some of you might have come to know, that this facility would be created for almost 120 people. And this would again be created at the Abu Road only. We acquired about 40 acres of land, and this land would be used to for education facility and also for creating an old age home. The other project which is in the pipeline is starting a school of preventive medicine, focusing more on prevention and promotion of healthcare. One of the projects which we have been running is the coronary artery disease regression program. That would be the mainstay, but also we would have the focus on diabetes and asthma and epilepsy, so that we could come up with the preventive programs for these diseases also. The other area is research. Last year, although this research on coronary artery disease program has been going on for last 7 years, but now we have started the community-based research also, particularly on diseases such as tuberculosis and anemia. And the tribal community which lives around these areas has certain specific diseases pertaining to anemia. So we applied for this to Indian Council of Medical Research, and they have been able to support us for the research in anemia in children. So we have already started that project, and we have screened almost 2,500 school children. And also the children belonging to the people who come and work for us, because most of the people who work with us, they are also from the local areas. So their children also are being screened. So these kind of the new programs are coming into focus. Many of these things have been possible because of the support coming from the local. Like the eye hospital is coming up, the expansion is coming up because of the support from the local people who live in the areas. But they have migrated to do their business outside somewhere in India. So they are supporting all these projects. Both the eye hospital and another project which is coming up is a trauma center, which would primarily focus on the need for the roadside accidents and also other injuries which are happening. So that should also be commissioned in second week of April. These two facilities are getting ready. They would have all the facilities to cater to the needs of the people in the area. The trauma would cater to surgical injuries, the orthopedics, and also the neurosurgical problems. This would also have the imaging facility and 20-bedded inpatient area for taking care of these accident victims. So this is what is going to happen. And more so, because the people of the area do really appreciate the help, this work which is happening. So the government of Rajasthan also has been supporting some of our activities, and also the local people. With this, if there are any questions or any suggestions, they are most welcome. Thank you. Well, the question was, there are certain professionals, some doctors, who do not know the local language, but they want to come and help. That was the question from Sudhaben. See, as far as English-speaking doctors is concerned, we can always help them, because most of our nurses would know English language. But other than English, it becomes difficult. You know, then you need to have interpreter with all the time. Because many of the, particularly from UK, we have been having a group of doctors who visits us regularly. They have been visiting us twice a year. That was for this cleft surgery project. Initially, we started with their support from Great Ormond Street Children Hospital. And then also a doctor from Gothenburg in Sweden, Jan Lilija, he has been coming. They would be again coming in the last week of May. And now since we have our own plastic surgery department and our own surgeons have been trained to do this surgery, but these people do come for the sake of research. So they are helping us in producing research in these diseases. But for people who do not know English, it becomes quite difficult. Couple of times we did have some nurses from other countries, but then they did find difficulty to do their work. Thank you.